Simon Kuf Tzadivov, Sif Beis. So we said that in Sif Aleph that a person ate something which is prohibited to eat. So A, he should not be making a bracha on it. And B, we cannot conclude him in a situation of Zimun. However, Mochel Dvar Yisr B'Kayim Sakana, Mevorkin Olov, if the situation why he ate it because of danger to his health, he was allowed to eat it. So then it's not only is it mutter, it's actually a mitzvah to do it. So there's no reason why he can't be joined the group as he's eating something which is also to the other individuals, but it is for him it is totally permitted.
Presumably this is like medicine for him.
Something like that sort, yeah. Hey. Okay. Dvar Yisr, afilo ochel isur deraisa b'mekayim sakana. Because of his illness, he had to eat this item, and this item was something which is prohibited at the deraisa level. It's still considered an act of achila. The kima and the sakana, who heterik ochel. Not only it's for him it's permitted. Not only that, but a mitzvah ka'obid the hatzal nafshe. It's a mitzvah. This chazib mechay behem. Rama Chazal mechay behem loshiyamus behem. So he has to. He's mechayiv to eat this item under those circumstances. He has a chiyuv. So what he's doing is considered an act of proper achila, so he can be part of the zimun. And he says, "I come on Simon Reish Dala." The Shom Nishna didn't say that. It's repeated over there as well. Okay. And the Sbar Shom Masif Ches B'Hagod Im Al Suhu Lechol Enam Avorach. So we'll see later on that we the situation where the guy came along and said, you know, I want you to eat this, otherwise, you know, we will do something to you which will be dangerous to his life. So he's allowed to do that. Say if the guy's goal is to make the Jew do an aveira, then you don't listen to him, even though it's not one of the gimel chamuras. It's not one of the three primary veiras which we normally have to give a life up for, but if his intent was to make the Jew do a veiras, so that's he wants to like override the Jewish religion, we don't listen to him. But if the goal was the guy had his own benefit, you know, he made a bet. If he makes the Jew eat something, so he gets a lot of money. He says, pulls a gun to the Jew's head and says, eat, or so you eat, right? But over there you don't make a bracha, because over there he's not really eating, as opposed to a case where there's an internal illness which is forcing him to eat it. So we could draw a parallel to being an internal illness forcing him to eat it, and a gun to his head forcing him to eat it. So we actually do not, we actually differentiate between the two. And we'll see later on why that's so. Okay. Gimel. Page, we're in the Simon Kuf study of Sif Gimel. Page Kuf. Shlosh HaShachol Ke'echod. So you have three people eating together. Echod Nizer Mipas Ovi Kechomim Echod Eno Nizer. Of the three, one of them is undertaken not to eat pas palter, and one of them eats pas palter. So pas palter is something which makers in its mutter, but there are people who don't eat it. So now it comes out one of the individuals can't join. Reuven cannot join Shimon in Shimon's food. Okay. So one of them is a kayan, and he's eating challah in a case where that would be permitted to him. Nowadays, that's we don't have that situation available, but the case situation there would be permitted to him. So all the other ones are not kayan, I mean, they can't eat. So coming up the food that one of them is partaking.
Okay, so now,
the one who's careful about paspartel cannot join the one who's not careful about it. Or v'lo yisrael l'makayin. The yisrael cannot join the kayin and the kayin's food. However, so the chayin, they're not really eating together in a certain sense because A can't eat B's food. But since B could eat A's food, kimen shayus hasheno nizr, yochel lechel ima nizr, v'kayin ima yisrael. But the one who's not nizr paspartel and he's eating paspartel can join the one who is nizr and he's eating pas yisrael. The kohen could join the Yisrael in his food, and therefore it's starving. Okay, now let's say Avim Hoyu Kahanim Vazor Erchlim Keechod. There was 2-1. Vakahanim Erchlim Chala, and the Kahanim eating the two Kahanim eating Chala, and the Yisrael cannot join the two. So since the two is the primary arrangement of the chabura, and the third person can't really join them in what they're eating, or so there's two people which are, do not eat paspalter, and the third person is eating paspalter. I'm sorry, the other round. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, the Kahanim both eating challah, and the Kahanim are zoyer not to eat paspalter. The non-Kohen is eating paspalter. So now the Zor cannot join the Kahanim because he can't eat challah. The Kahanim can't join him because he's eating paspalter, which they don't eat. And it would starve him.
So, forgive me. Kohanim are not allowed to eat paspalter?
No. These two Kohanim happen to undertake such an approach.
Okay, all right.
You have three people which have they've made a netter not to benefit from each other, so none of them can join the other person's food, because each one cannot benefit from the other individual.
But can't they still eat together, you know, like they're eating at the same table?
They eat at the same table, but since they cannot join each other, that's where the point of this sif is, that since the individual cannot partake of each other's food, so that makes it that's not considered a chabura.
So it's only chabura if you would eat each other's food?
If they would partake of each other's, if they would be able to partake of each other's food. Now, Zatur Amor, the Da'aka Kesholechot Echel Mikikroi, Alim Echel Mikikro Balabayis, Mitzdarfim, Do Echel Mikikro Echot. If they're a guest at somebody's house, and he's providing the food, so they're all joining in the same food. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. But if each one is using his own bread, and they cannot share their bread with any one of the other people there, so they're not really eating together. They're eating, three people are eating as islands in close proximity. So that's not a chabura. Okay. Zion, mitzdarfin. So the first case was one is nizer and one is not nizer from paspalter. Even, again, each one's using their own bread. But in the situation where the Zohar can't join the Kahanim and the Kahanim can't join the Zohar, Eina mitzdarfim. Shekol tzeref lezimun eina ela kashem yechal nizchaber yachad b'achilosan lechol lechem echad. The whole idea is they're really functioning as one unit because they really could join together if they so decided in each other's food. B'kan kol echad nizr min lechem chaver, but each one over here cannot join the other one's food. Okay. The Moshe of Dirshah says, and this would be true even if, you know, let's say, you know, it's a question of just chumrah. You know, paspalter is not a mikra, it's mutter.
Is it similar to Yashan or no?
Yashan would have the same issue.
So Yashan is mikra din mutter.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Yashan would have the same issue. If you would have one person is makban and Yashan, other ones are not. So since they can join him in his food, but he can't join them in their food, that's okay. But if you would have he's makbid and yashin, and they're makbid, you know, but he eats whatever he eats, he eats rabbanut, you know, and they're not makbid and yashin, but they don't eat rabbanut, so now they can't eat from each other, so it'll be the same accomplishment. So this can be if each one is mutter from the other two. Or there's a unit of two are mutter from the one. So B and C will not get any benefit from A, and A cannot get any benefit from B and C. So he can't join them, and they can't join him. So therefore they're not mitzdarif. Okay. Fine. Now, Kishnaim Mudar Me'echod, Wen and Mudar Mehem. If B and C said they're not going to have a benefit from A, but A is allowed to have benefit from B and C, so then it's fine. Vadim Yistarvim, Kimon Shoechod Yachol Echol Imahem, because he can join them in their food. Now, So what the more practical example of this application we have, we don't have mutter hanol cases, we have a case of milchus inflations. Okay. The word in kesha'echad oichol cholov oigavino v'shnayim basar. So we're sitting at the table, three of us. One's eating milchik, and two are eating flesh. So the flesh ones cannot switch around and eat milchiks afterwards, so they can't join him. But he could stop eating milchiks and turn and join in fleshings.
But doesn't he have to bench first? Because if he's
no,
if you can't have milchiks and fleshings in the same meal,
yes, you can.
How can he join in the same meal? How can he go from eating milchiks to fleshings?
That's allowable.
Okay, so you're asking a good question. The Iker Pesach and Halacha is that's not a problem. There's no problem having milchiks and fleshiks in the same meal as long as the order is milchiks and then fleshiks. There is a chumrah, some people have not to eat it in the same meal, but the Iker Pesach is that's not an issue. Okay?
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
Okay, so you weren't here in the Shir in Siman Tav Sadi Dalet, but Ramos said that's actually the minhag, how you're supposed to eat milchiks on Shavuos, you're supposed to start the meal with milchiks.
And you don't bench, and then you
switch to fleshiks. That's how the Ramos says that is actually the correct minhag, how to eat milchiks on Shavuos.
I assume you have to at least rinse out your mouth.
You have to rinse out your mouth, and you have to rinse out your mouth, and you have to wash your hands. Well, you actually have to check your hands, but he says better to wash your hands. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
There is a Zohar which seems to say you should be machmir, but halacha does not require it. Okay. So now.
And this is accepted halacha. This is the Ramah. I mean, I'm freaking out here.
Okay, so fine. I apologize for freaking you out.
I'm.
Fine. Now, let's go right there. So the fellows eating milchiks can really switch to join the people eating fleshiks. And he can eat their bread. Well, they were eating bread with the meat. As long as he does kinuach and adacha. Okay, so now. So in this situation, so therefore they can be mitzarev. We do say that since he's the one who can join them, but they can't join him, therefore he should be the one who leads the benching. He's really the linchpin. Because he's the one who sets up the benching. But he's eating hard cheese, enemy starfit.
Now that's a problem.
We don't rely on kinuach v'adachah, but kinuach v'adachah you have to wait, and therefore, so he cannot join them, and they cannot join him. So that would be. Now the Mishnah Berurah is mashma though that if the situation is where you have one person eating fleshiks and two person eating milchiks, then this wouldn't work because the two are not bottled to the one, and he can't join them. He cannot switch to eat milchiks and join them.
But what if the two milchiks decide to join him and eat meat?
Right. So we don't say that the two become bottled. So the example of Shabur gave Badaf goes all the way around. It means it sounds like that if it'd be two, the two are not bottled to the one, say that they should join him, and therefore they can make a Zima. Okay. V'chem Rosh Chodesh at Tisha B'Av, she'en nochlem bosa rak besudas mitzvah. So, for example, like this, during the 9 days, so we only eat fleshes by a sudas mitzvah. But some people do not eat fleshes even by Sudas Mitzvah. They're makra not to eat fleshes. So now we have some people which will eat fleshes by this Sudas Mitzvah, and some people will not eat fleshes by this Sudas Mitzvah. So now the milchik guy can't switch and eat fleshes because it's the 9 days and he's makra. And the person with fleshes can't switch to eat milchiks because he can't switch to eat milchiks. Oizen shen yizor mi basar v'oichlam cholov. There's no way that they can join together. So what's the problem? You can't eat their bread. You can't eat their meat. But the issue here is bread, not meat. So the answer is, because once you put the bread on the table with the fleshings, it's been used in conjunction with the fleshings, it becomes fleshing. So the person, then we have a problem, he can't join this milchika guy who was makba not to eat fleshigs, right, can't eat their bread. But before they start eating the fleshigs, if he, they started eating then before anybody actually started eating fleshings, at this point the bread was interchangeable. He could join their bread because it wasn't fleshing. It wasn't made fleshic yet. Or there's other bread available which it was not, which is not been made fleshigd. So we have a third, we have another person there who's not eating milk or fleshigs, and he has regularly, he has his own bread. Again, if they're sharing the balabais is bread, that's not the issue, right? The problem is that each one's using their own bread, right? So he can't use their bread because their bread is fleshigd. Right, they can't use his. They can't join him his bread because his bread is milchigt, right? New verb. Yeah, it's milchigt, right? So,
it's
but if there's other bread available, which there's another fellow who's he is eating pariv, and his bread has not been affected one way or the other, so they can join him. Fine. Another example of this, the brings over here is an example of Pesach. Some people are machmer only to eat, hand matzah. So you have some people eating machine matzah and hand matzah, so the person eating hand matzah cannot join the person eating machine matzah.
And what about those who are machmer the other way?
And some people are machmer the other way, that they only machine not hand matzah. So then they can't be mitzar fazimu, because they can't join eat each other's bread. Okay? Dalad, ein mezamen al misha achol pachol mikazayas. If the person who's there ate less than a kazayas, so we can't do zimun on him. Fine. Fine. Simen kubzadi zayin. Shnayim shachlu ke'echad v'gamru. So we had two people eating together, and they finished their meal. And now a third person came, which we want to have a third person sit down now, eat, and then join them in Zimun. But they finished eating already. They didn't bench. They finished eating. So now, they're not so full that they could not eat more. They could eat some more. They decided to stop now, But they could definitely, if you bring them some more food, they could eat it if they would want to. So then, mitzaref badayu. So if they sit together, the number three eats, and number one and two sit there and just sit with him. But since if they wanted to, they could eat. They're not so full that they can't eat whatever it is. So then we can make a tziruf and they'll bench together. Therefore, not only that they could, but they should give him what to eat so they can make a zimah. But who Shabbat actually Umra Havlon and Avoris? But once they've announced that they're going to bench, then this is all before they've announced they're going to bench. Awim Umra Havlon and Avoris, Vachabosh Lishi, and a Mitzarev. They're already, by that point in time, by making that declaration, let's bench, they've declared their meal finished. So their meal is finished. So their meal was only ended with two people, so they can't add a third person at this point in time. And a Mitzarev. Okay. Now the point is they're not allowed to eat at this point in time. They can't say, "Well, I'll eat some more." They can't eat some more. They have to bench and then start over again if they want. They've been mesiach das, so their bracha is no longer valid. So they can't. They can't. Now we had a discussion before. Can they make a bracha rishon of hamotzi, or do they need to wash again, or kardam hashita? They have to bench first before they do that. So, upon them, at least according to that opinion, for sure, it's like one opinion holds that they can't eat anymore. For sure, they can't eat inside. Other opinions, even though they could eat more, but they were sechdas, so that's enough to stop the meal is stopped. Hakod his time my mechredim kavul and the vorek domi violently elsim kufayin test. Even if you do not make the announcement, let's quote havel and the vorek, let's bench. But once they wash the my mechredim, that has the same equivalent status. Okay. Mr. Bura, Boshli, she wrote to Sukkot Nalef. So number three wants to join them. So if they're in a state where Motzi Lamechlum and they're not so full that they can't eat more. Let's say they bring a nice dessert, compares to kameum pitrius, fruits or some types of mushrooms or very delicate tender birds. They can eat something, right? It sounds like over here that this amount over here is they don't have to eat a kazayas. That they only eat something. If you look at the Shartin in Sivkat and Bays, Rama calls it a fil koshahu. There is a Rama simply stressing, you don't need a kazayas. But the point is, the meal hasn't finished. They're really ready, they're really in the eating mode. They're really, even though they decided not to eat anymore, but they're really in the eating mode because they could be coaxed into eating more. Mitzar badayu. Gimel. The chashin lukilo lo gomer sudot on adayu. They didn't finish meal. Who? Now. Who should come in? That means he has to sit down and join them. He has to join their table and sit with them. Number one is in the situation. He finished a meal and he could eat some more, but he decided not to eat anymore. And then two people came and joined him. So this works whether it's one joining two or two joining one. And this will work for a group of 10 as well. They don't have to. It's not a chiyuv gomer. What it means is it's a mitzvah. It's proper. It's a mitzvah to give that to make a zimun. So if you could have this person join you, you should offer him to eat, and this way he could join you. But once he said Havla Navarak and Mitzdar. They already decided they're not getting it anymore. So according to one opinion over there, they may not eat anymore. So it means if they can't eat anymore, so that's it. So they can't join. So that's very nice according to that opinion. So the Bir Lacha is like this. The Bir Lacha in Avol, he says, so according to the opinion, which says before in Kufayin Test that they may continue to eat, they just require a new bracha rishono. Remember, there's two opinions over there. One said, when you say Havla Navarech, means that's it, you're finished your meal, you may not eat anymore unless you bench. You must bench and then make a new bracha rishono. The second opinion said, no, that this is accomplished to follow. It's accomplished that your Mesiach Das, you're not planning to eat anymore, so the bracha rishono, which you've been holding on to all this time, has ended. So you need a new bracha rishono. So you can't eat without a bracha rishono. You can eat more if you want. So according to that, we should argue then that they could do zimun, right? Which that's what he brings to the Magen Avraham. Then that seems to be the Eliyahu Rabba and the Bir Grah. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says no, and the Prima Gaon also seems to say no. That, or at least he contemplates such a possibility that even if you hold that you may continue to eat, but that fact that that their meal really has ended, that they need a new bracha rishona, means they're not being mistarif. They're not eating anymore with him. They're just arguing with their meal. The argument was the meal hasn't ended because they could eat some more. Well, that's not true. The meal has ended. They're allowed to eat more if they make a new bracha rishona. It's like starting a new meal. So theoretically, if they would eat, then fine. All three of them started a meal together. That's very nice. But they didn't eat. Saying that we're going based on the fact that they could. But could and didn't is not a meal, because the meal really has ended. The logic of what we were saying before was, since they could eat some more, it's like the meal hasn't ended. That's not true by these people. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that even according to the opinion of whether they may eat afterwards, it's still not mitzvah. If they don't eat more, right? Okay. We discussed over there whether you need a bracha or whether you may not eat, whether you need have to wash your hands again. There's all the different issues over there. We discussed that before. Okay. Fine. Sif Beis. Tisha shachu dogan v'echad ochu kazayis yorok. So now we're discussing the din of zimun b'shem.
What?
So mitzarfen lahazker
hashem.
So zimun. Right. So we have nine which have eaten bread. And one of them has eaten, has only eaten a yorok, and he has to eat a kazayis of it at least. So they can be mitzarev to lahasker Hashem. Afilo lo tov limayim ela betzir, el hashosim imayim ela kais echad, sheish merviyas, mikol mashke. He's joined them, not even in a vegetable, but he had that, or he didn't have a kazayis of the vegetable, he dipped it into the tzir. Tzir was like a fish juice.
Like fish brine?
The fish brine. Right, you know. So he dipped his vegetable, between the vegetable and the brine, it was a total of a kazayis. But the, even the fish, but the vegetable itself wasn't even a kazayis. Or, matter of fact, he just drank something. He drank a revius of any drink except for chubtsin amayim, with the exception of water. Mitzarif ibohem. But obviously, the one who's going to be. What?
What did you say before? Mayim?
Chutz min hamayim. With the exception of water. So, the one who's leading benching should be one of the people who ate bread. Because even though theoretically, he can be moitzi them, right? And meeker than he could, theoretically can moitzi them even if he didn't need anything at all, because he could, right? He could. They need to be here benching, and so you had nine amarat that didn't know how to bench, and they call him this tamachalchem, and they said, you know what? Why don't you have a drink? They don't offer him, right? And then you bench for us, right? So we're saying over here, if that situation, that is a situation that there is nothing else available, and they can't bench. He would bench for them, but the average case, we don't give it to him. Now, afilo shiba ochlo dogan, shloisha yorek mitzarfim, avashisha loy deruva demikra bina. Not only is 9 and 1, but 7 and 3 is good enough, but 6 and 4 is not. Okay. Mishabra zayin vechad ochal yorek. Dal gav dal yorek ein mevorchem birchas amozim. So it's not ten people benching. Kamalkem yorchal isarif lanas baruch shalchalnu mishaloi. But his answer is that we ate. He ate. See, he could say baruch shalchalnu. Okay. Kazayis yorek time of the kimin the omer shalchalnu. But why kazayis of yorek? Because since we're saying that the whole idea is that we're able to say the word achalnu, we ate. And achila pechuzim mikazayis. In general, the phrase of achila refers to at least a kazayis. Okay. Or mishum lebeinan shi'ischayim al kapana mishum bracha. Or the second argument why you need a kazayis is because this way he's chayim in some level of a bracha achorna. So he's doing a zimun and a hasmana for a bracha achorna. But he ain't less than a kazayis. He has no chayim at all. So he can't be mitzar to the zimun. But kazayis ain't chayim mishum bracha achila. So he can mavur leil lekamon simen reishyot. So if you have less than a kazayis, there's no chi of bracha achorna at all. Fine. So he's mitzdarif. We incur berach bracha achorna, shuman yichel and zaman alav, the kohen is talik mehem. If whoever he said a bracha achorna, also says, oh, you made me want to be mitzdarif you to benching. Well, that's very nice, but too late. Okay. Or he's dipping betzir. So what is he dipping betzir? But he's dipping something into the tzir. He's not dipping his finger into the tzir. So he's right there eating food. Betzir hainu tovol yorek betzir. He dipped a vegetable into the tzir. Ubein kulam ha'yurak kazayis. So the tzir, it wasn't even a kazayis for the vegetable. It's only a kazayis of vegetable in conjunction with the dip. That's good enough. Okay. Kaisachon, the shtia b'chal achila, because we find in certain places that shtia is included in achila. He ate. He didn't eat. He drank. But that, when we use the word achalnu, we mean it in the generic sense of taking in food, except for water. Chutz min ha-mayim, the mayim lo yizayni. Yivena yuchashal yitztarif. Water doesn't give. It gives. It hydrates the body, but in regards to giving nutrients, that food gives, it has no connection to that. Feel who saw me even though he wants to drink. He's thirsty, but that's not as opposed to you have water which you don't want, that's nothing. No, he wants the water, but still he can't be mitzvah for that. Okay, Morgan Ram Khalik, who posted the mitzvah of even water is included the Khal Shtiya Bakal Achilahu. The problem is you want to say Achilahu, he ate. Because drinking water is also called Achilahu. Vetiku Ezachrenim Alacha. And that's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chayotim. So, they say no. That's that the issue, and the logic is the following. Remember, we discussed that Birchas Zimun is not just the phrase of Baruch Shachalnu, Nevorei Shachalnu, and Baruch Shachalnu. We have to listen to the first bracha as well, which is about Zon. So, water is a Chalnu. And that's what the Magen Rambam is arguing. So if the Iker of the Zimun is that phrase, I can say Baruch Shachalnu, I drink water. But Hazon HaSeilom, Kuloi B'Tuvoi, it's not Zon. The Mor says that water is not Zion. Right? So since we hold that the Birchas HaZimun is until after the first Bracha, and that's why you have to listen to the first Bracha, you're supposed to listen to the first Bracha totally. So you can't be Mitzar if I get through water. Who should leave the bench? So he's the one who's leading. So he has to be one of the people who ate bread. Okay. Again, they would say seven bread and three yorek, it's loved after yorek. It could be drinks as well, again with the question about water. Okay. Sif Gimel. Hamitztarif tzarech levorech bracha chren al masha ochel v'anitra v'rechaz amazin shalel. See, so listen, they bench and I listen to the benching, so I don't have to say bracha chren or my alamichyor or my brain of oceans. No, he has to say an alamichyor or brain of oceans. Okay. Now, so the Mechaber. So really, this is a continuation of Sif Beis. So we said in Sif Beis that we can make this group of 10, 70 people eating bread, 3 people eating any other food. It could be a yarak, it could be a drink, etc. B'medah v'amamurim, the sagi, b'chol ma'ichol, any food is acceptable, is litzarif lasor. So you already have 3 people who ate bread. So you have a chiyam zimun for that. You want to make it now 10 with a minyan, to say the Shem Hashem, and these people really were a chalnu, they ate something, that's good enough. However, so if the first opinion over here holds, it comes to the Zimun of three, the deal of the Zimun of three is that one person should be mochi the other two. Well, one of them didn't eat bread. So all three have to have eaten bread. Now, v'yeshoyrim, to v'kzayis dog and mahani, I feel ain't a pass. Even by case of three, we don't need that. We need some type of something made out of flour, but it doesn't have to necessarily be bread. It could be lakshan. It could be cake. V'yeshoyimrim the biyarik u'b'chol ma'achol mahani. And some say no. Even by case of three, a vegetable would be acceptable. And then, according to this opinion, even drinking would be acceptable as well. Okay, hilchos shnayim sha'achlu, two people ate. And now comes the Bosh Lishi.
Drinking water might not.
I'm saying, but other said the point is, according to his opinion, he says, Yorick, B'chol Michael, it's not Dafka Yorick and Michael, it's also Mashka. Hel Shnaim Sha'ochlu Bosh Lishi. So, 2-8. And we want to get a third person to join. Then a third person came and sat down. They said, "You know, why don't you eat something? You'll join us and we'll bench together." Well, if they can convince him to eat bread, good idea. Like I said before, it's a mitzvah. Get him to join, eat bread, and you'll be able to bench together.
This is while they're still eating.
It's well, either they're still eating or in a case where they could eat, you know, so that they can make a zima. But if, however, Ben Roitza, he doesn't want to eat bread. So now, if he's anything else, you get yourself involved in a suffix. So therefore, it's better, lo yitna lo lishtas lo maichol acher, don't offer him anything. This way, so according to the first, you know, because of this suffix, Shulchan Aruch is saying, let's not get involved in the suffix. And he shouldn't eat. You bench, and then afterwards you want to eat, you'll eat. But right now, you know, he said, you know what? We'd love to offer you something to eat or drink. We'll bench first, then we'll offer it to you. Now, v'im eira shenosu l'adishas ha'maychol achar, yimazam ni'imoy al-bishayin al-reitzel l'echol pas. If he did eat something else, so according to some opinion, zimun worked, so why not? We'll do the zimun and be sorry for that, that the zimun is acceptable. But l'chachila, the Shulchan Aruch holds, it's not preferable to get into that situation. Mishabro will bring that our minhag is not like that. And we do the chalchila, if he doesn't want any bread, we offer him something else, and we're mitzarev to the zimun through other foods as well. Mishabura sivkot and tezvav. Sarach levarach, la'achar shagomer lishmai berchaz zimun. So after he finishes hearing zimun, here's an interesting question. So we'll see later on that we said that the Birchas Zimun, you're really supposed to hear the Nevarich and then Baruch, the Baruch Shalchanu, and then the first Baruch until Azanas HaKol. That's a person who is eating bread. So really, he should be at least benching the first Baruch together with the Mezamen and hearing what the Mezamen says, because the Mezamen is being moitzi him, as it were, in Birchas Amozin. This guy's eating Yorek, he has no Shaykhah to the benching. So we should argue over here that he doesn't have to hear the Birchas Hazan. Now, even though we're saying that the Birchas Hazimun is considered through the first bracha, that's for a person who ate bread. It's a person that ate bread. I have no shaykhs to that. So this is the machloikas. The Chazon Ish holds you do not need to, actually, in a situation like this, listen through the first bracha.
You do not need to?
You do not need to. Okay. Ben Nifter. He's not yetzu benching. Let's learn. I feel him yetzu lechav and lots of birchas and mozim. Even if he wanted to be yetzu benching, he can't be yetzu benching. Can a kaim alone come and sif reishkes sif zayin b'chanim mishram? The ein birchas shloisha pateris me ein shloisha b'le birchas brainer for shos rabos. You can't use benching to be moitzi brainer for shos or the bracha me ein gimel. With some exceptions, we'll see in a second. So a person's chayiv. To say, person ate figs, right? And he's going to say Allah ate or prior ate. Benching will not be yotze that. Even if he benched, he will not be yotze. Now, with exception, achim ochel tamarim ashasa yayin. If he ate dates or he drank wine, b'di'evet mahani b'vari mahani b'di'evet to kamal b'kesem reshkesh dim b'di'evet berach achrayim berachas amozin is yotze. Person who benches on wine, person benches on dates, but he is yotze. Now, if he might the post kishom kama chrem the af al daisa in berach berachas amozin yotze. Not only by possible b'kistin but he evident you be yotze as well, but even a farina or an oatmeal or something of that sort, which is not pas at all, but it's zayin. So therefore, there's a sheet that holds even that bidi avid yibi yotze with benching. So then, gam b'daisa din ha'chi. But because magan rambam, the mekalvokam machachila yichavin b'hem shalom lotzis birchas and wasn't the tzarach levorach al komin birchas arila. But that's not a chachila. We don't want you doing this a chachila. So we would tell you, but afka not you have kavanah not to be yotze with the benching, and therefore you won't have get into any issue. The idea behind the Magen Avraham is the following, because if I hear somebody say, the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out, Sfir Bezman is Ezra Bonin. Okay, so the Chazan gets up and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem al-Kenem al-Khulam, fine. Hayayim yayim echad, He says this thing, right? I heard him say it. Shmei Kohen. Yeah, but you have to come to be Yotze. But the Magen Ram Paskins, it's him in Samach, that that's only by Mitzvah Zeraisa. That we hold Mitzvah Shechus Kavana. By Mitzvah Zerabana, we hold Mitzvah Shechus Kavana. So even though I didn't have no Kavana, I'd be Yotze. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, you should be Dafka have Kavana not to be Yotze, because if you don't have Kavana not to be Yotze, by hearing it, I heard it, and Shmei Kohen, I didn't have Kavana to be Yotze, you don't need Kavana to be Yotze. The Shulchan Aruch Rav comes and says, it's him in Tav Pei Tes. So that's what I'm saying over here, that you want, we want you to have Kavana B'davka not to be Yotze. Because otherwise you heard benching, you stop and listen to benching, you know. So the person stopped and listened to benching. He heard benching. So he's a chiv to say, well, but for these things, B'diyam and benching works, and you heard benching. I don't Kavana for that. That's a, but you were Yotze anyway.
But what if the guy who was benching didn't have you in mind?
It doesn't make a difference. The din of Kavana, according to Magen Avraham, is only by the Mitzvah Zeraisa. Okay.
I thought in order to be Motzi, somebody...
What?
The Rambam's the only one who holds
Sphira as Teresa. We hold the Tyson Sphira as Dorabana. I'm saying, but, you know, it has multiple applications. Kevager asked us, Kasha Magan of Rambam. Kevager says, we hold Kiddush as Dorabana also, but the Pharisee did in the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to have Kodah to be Yotze and be Yotze, and be Motzi and be Yotze. Kodah Magan of Rambam, why? Kevager asked us, Kasha Magan of Rambam. But Lamaisa, he asks that every bracha, the Sefer Eishu Gimel says you have to come to the Yotzei Mimotzi. Why? Karnam Magen Ram, you need it for it. It's a good catch. I don't look at the Eretz. But Lamaisa, that's what comes out of Karnam Magen Ram. So Magen Ram says over here, you have to come to the Daf, not to be Yotzei. Okay, that's all the